About 50 people showed up to hear a short presentation by Park City staff Thursday about how the city proposes to pay for the multi-million-dollar purchase of Treasure Hill. The city says it will buy the land and the remaining density attached to it, leaving open space on the 104 acres. Park City Council has said on several occasions they will cancel the development of the Brewpub parking lot, giving them the $6 million needed for a non-refundable down payment. The council will also look at other projects and operating costs during this year's budget process to try and bring the bond balance down to $50 million. Once done, the language will be drafted for a general obligation bond that would be put on November's ballot, giving voters the final say about whether they want the city to purchase the land. Nothing is set in stone at this point, and the city has created 3 public outreach events to answer the public's questions and hear their concerns before their meeting on the 15th. Before anyone could voice their concerns or ask questions, newly appointed Councilmember Steve Joyce wanted to address a concern they've heard repeatedly.
Hey, they were only approved for 400,000 square feet. What are you numbnuts doing allowing them to build 950,000 square feet? When you look at what our code allows, they were given what they call unit equivalents for residential property and for commercial property. And when you add those two chunks of land together, you get about 400,000 square feet. But when you look at building something like hotel space, when you look at our code, all the residential piece is considering is literally what's inside the hotel rooms. And all the commercial part is considering is what's inside the businesses or restaurants or whatever. So, parking, lobbies, hallways, stairways, mechanical rooms, bathrooms. I mean, you can just go down the list and there's just thing after thing after thing that according to our code, those don't get accounted for out of that 400,000 square feet. They're added to it. If you look at the Montage, you look at the St. Regis, you look at the Yarrow, you look at the Hotel Park City, you'll see kind of numbers that look similar that says the actual residential and commercial UEs that were approved are this big. The building and parking and everything that goes with it is oftentimes 2 to 2.5 times as big as that.
Joyce says the parking alone for the version 17.2 plan was 275,000 square feet, and that's without the stairways, lobbies, or hallways. Assistant City Manager Matt Dias answered the question on how much the purchase would impact property taxes. Dias said the city looked at the average home in Park City.
We looked at a $1 million house, which unfortunately is becoming sort of the median or middle kind of price for a home in our community. That would be roughly a $200 increase year over year for a $1 million house in our community. Conversely, it would be just half that for a $500,000 condominium or a townhouse or something like that. Commercial properties are assessed at the same rate as a second homeowner, so they get 100% of the assessed value.
Another asked if the city had performed a professional appraisal for the property before voicing his concern about the city's consideration of selling the density to bring down the amount of the bond.
I can guarantee you that there is probably 40% of this community already that is saying, if you don't retire those development rights and put a conservation easement on it as part of the bond offering is going to fail. I can get you 100 signatures within 2 weeks, signatures of taxpayers in this town that will tell you that they won't vote for it unless there is a conservation easement as part of the deal.
Joyce responded that council had 2 choices. First, to only consider their thoughts and ideas on affordable housing or density transfers and do what they thought was best. The other was to bring it to the community and get their feedback.
This is exactly A, why we're having these meetings, B, why we're trying to throw out the things that we're having. And I think, quite frankly, if we weren't having those conversations, you should be disappointed in us. Because if we just kind of went, we're just going to do an easement, and never talked about any other options, and then went and did a $60 million deal, that's pretty short-sighted. So keep the feedback coming, and I encourage all of you to, you know, do you want easements? Do you want it protected? Do you think affordable housing is a good idea? Do you think reducing the price of this with TDRs is a good idea? So that's what we're looking for.
One person said that, to her, Park City starts at Jeremy Ranch in Pine Brook. Councilmember Nan Worrell responded.
It just seems unfair. We have the responsibility to vote this saving project, saving land in that benefits all of us in Greater Park City. And can Snyderville Basin like pledge to give us their resort taxes, because they have the hotels out there and they're collecting it that really belong to the reason we need to save Treasure Hill.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And I don't disagree with you. I mean, it is for the greater community's benefit. Snyderville Basin is unincorporated. If we were to do a community-wide tax, not just Park City Municipal, it would have to come through Summit County. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, we can't just pick those areas to do that.
The next and last outreach before the City Council votes on a settlement and development agreement is Tuesday, February 13th at the Park City Board of Realtors office at 1889 Prospector Avenue from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.